In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Know that today's lights, that you are, in fact, today's lights for the world. Will you shine for the world to see? Or will you hide God's grace and add to the darkness? Mother Church today honors St. Andrew Kim, that striking figure in white robes and wide-brimmed hat over there, and his Catholic companions, all who were martyred for the crime of witnessing to and spreading the faith in Korea. The story of Christianity in Korea began when, during a Japanese invasion in 1592, some Japanese soldiers baptized a few Koreans. But the spread of the faith was severely hampered because Korea closed itself to the outside world. Then again in 1777, some Christian literature from the Jesuits in China made its way into that country of Korea and was studied and passed on by a few Korean Christians that remained. 12 years later, a Christian or a Chinese priest secretly entered the country, and he found, to his amazement, 4,000 Catholics who had been holding close to the faith despite the absence of any priests or the sacraments. And then within another 7 years, their number had swelled to 10,000. Andrew Kim Taegon was born in 1821 in Chungcheong Province, Korea, which is now Seoul, to parents who were Catholic converts. Persecution caused the family to relocate when Andrew was very young. And at 15, he was chosen by a visiting priest to become a seminarian and sent to Macau in China. After a brief stint as an interpreter on a French warship, he returned to Korea, his home, and was eventually ordained to the priesthood. He was the first Korean-born priest in the 60-year history of the church in Korea. He catechized and served the people in his hometown until his bishop called him to try to bring some French missionaries from China into Korea. His efforts to smuggle the priests into Korea were discovered, and he was arrested, sent to prison, and eventually sentenced to death by beheading at age 25. He was canonized along with 102 other Korean martyrs in 1984 by Pope St. John Paul II. And as the first ordained Korean priest, he's the patron saint of Korean clergy. St. Andrew Kim and his compatriots were martyred for living a different faith, a different life from the rest of their countrymen. Their persistence and perseverance in their belief, their trust and worship of their God, gained them the crown of martyrdom. They refused to let the light of their faith be covered and go unnoticed. Today, if we're honest with ourselves, we would see that things are not so very different here in our country. The lives we live, the truths we profess as Catholic Christians, that Jesus is our God and Savior, that He gave all mankind dignity and made life sacred, is not what the land we inhabit professes. While we may not feel the sting of the state to end our physical lives, as happened to those 100-plus Korean saints, a danger more grave, more long-lasting, is daily thrust upon us as we are called in the name of secularism, materialism, and cancel culture to choose and embrace a culture of death. Beware. Be very aware that to do so is to allow them to kill you just as assuredly as St. Andrew Kim and his associates were killed. But while their demise was at most momentary, as they were risen whole in heaven, to acquiesce to a culture that idolizes itself, holding abortion as a right, is to die to the will of the Father and risk eternal damnation. The cost of heaven is paid for in the persistence in, the acceptance of, and the performance of the will of the Father. All who are children of the light will learn this and be offered the martyr's crown at some point. The evil will try to pull you aside from your appointed work, to make you forget your pledge to be faithful. He will try to lure you away from your commitment to God and God's plan for you. He would have you join the crowds that reject their roles as adopted children of the Father and regrettably follow their own misguided desires. Make no mistake, my friends, persecution exists among us. We are that minority that is derided by the masses, but we are also the lights that shine on the narrow way, the path to everlasting life. We must be seen. We must make it our job to be seen. For our work is to show those who would take a moment to listen a better, in fact, the best way to live. We must not hide and place our light beneath a basket. We have been given the pearl of great price, and we are called to use it to purchase souls for God's kingdom by our words and actions. You were given the gift of faith, and in professing that faith, in living that faith, you will see it grow within you in great proportions. So much so that, like God's love, it must overflow and reach out to those around you. God will send you souls in need of his love. Give it to them. God will send you souls in need of compassion and understanding. Use your faith to provide for their needs. God will send you souls that are lost. Find them and bring them home to him. This is what it means to be a light to the world. This is what St. Andrew Kim and his companions knew and did at the cost of all they had. So as you approach the altar today to receive our Lord, promise him that you will be his light to a world bathed in darkness. Oh, and one other thing. Lest you think that living a life that is at odds with society, that gains you derision, scorn, and persecution, is a bad way to live, let me read to you what our Lord Jesus Christ has to say on this subject. Blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, and is in heaven where we all want to end up. May God bless you.